You know, really, God's Word is not hard, is it? It's really quite simple. You know, it's just we make it hard. You know, the Lord's the one who tells us what to do and everything about it, and we make the Word of God difficult. But yet it means what it says. So I want us to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to start in the NLT in chapter 1, verse 1 of the book of Proverbs. Father, we praise you and thank you for the beautiful Word of God, the wonderful promises you made in this owner's manual. And Lord, in this book of Proverbs, how you have given us all the instructions we need to give us a good, long, healthy life and to live prosperous and successful. You've given us everything we need to know in this one book, the book of Proverbs, to teach a man how to walk in health, how to walk in longevity of life, and how to be successful and prosperous financially. It's all in this book. Now, Lord, open our understanding to this book as we start with chapter 1 today and just read out of chapter 1, the basics of the book of Proverbs. Let us see and hear and understand what you have for us. Hear your voice from your word, and we may obey it so we can live that prosperous life. So I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at this in the NLT, Proverbs chapter 1. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, the king of Israel. The purpose of these Proverbs, hey, here it is right here. The purpose of these Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline. Isn't that something? God's given us a complete set of instructions, and the purpose of these Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline and to help them understand wise sayings. Here is the basic instructions, and he lays it out so simple. It's for every man, every woman, and every child. He has given instructions for everybody because he is the creator. He made us, and he knows exactly what it takes to keep us going. Now, if everybody would read these basic instructions, now, of course, you can't just read them. You got to read them and obey them, right? The purpose of these Proverbs is to teach people wisdom. Now, if any man lacks wisdom, where does he get it? The Scripture says, if any man lacks wisdom, and who do you know that lacks wisdom? That's all of us. Every one of us lack wisdom. So if we lack wisdom, it says, ask God, who gives to you liberally. That's right, upbraid us not. But when you ask, you must ask in faith. You must believe that he's going to give you the wisdom to do that. So here's what we need to do when we go to the basic instructions and we start to do something. We get up in the morning to go do something, whatever we're going to do. First words out of our mouth after we get through praising him and thanking him that he is our Lord. Now, I need wisdom today, Lord. I need to know how to do things. And somebody say, I'm a man. I know how to do this. I don't need no help. Is that the height of stupidity? We've all been guilty of these kind of things because one time Cheryl and I, coming back from GLC, we had 3 GPS systems in our airplane. So I think I'm well covered. Before we got home, all 3 of them failed. And it was instrument conditions. And so I'm flying in the rain. It's okay if you're flying in the clear where you can see all the roads and everything, you know, but if it's an instrument condition, you're flying in the fog or in the clouds, you can't see nothing. And if you don't know where you're going, so I'm praying, Lord, you're going to have to get me down through this. Of course, I'm talking to a controller. He's getting me down through it. And I keep asking the Lord, Lord, you're going to have to bring me down to a place here. I said, you're going to have to guide me down to where I can come out of the clouds where I'll recognize the ground so I'll know where I'm at. Because Northwest don't have an approach. And as we let down out of the clouds, finally, when we do come down, I see some terrain there and I think, oh, I know exactly where I am. I know that ground. I've seen that before. So I said, okay, I got it. And so the controller released me. I said, I got the airport inside. He said, okay, good. You're released from radar vectors. And you're cleared for your approach. And so I come around to make the approach. And as we come around in the rain, the runway's wet and everything. And now I got the runway in sight. And I said, okay, God, I got it. From here on, I can take care of it. I mean, you know, the height of stupid. How far do we need Jesus? All the time. So anyway, Cheryl and I come in. We were in our little twin. We come in and we hit the runway. And of course, I've just made the statement. Okay, God, I got it. I mean, I can see the runway. We're okay. Although the runway's wet, still light rain. No problem. I got it. And we hit the ground and we're doing about 80 knots as we touch the ground. And all of a sudden, that big beast starts turning sideways like this and sliding down the runway on sideways. And I said, Lord, I don't have it. I need some help. It's real easy to cry out for wisdom and knowledge when you're in a situation like that. You know that? And immediately when I cried out, you know what happened? Sure, the airplane straightened right up. It turned right up, and we went right down the taxi, right down the runway, and stayed right on the runway. And the airplane, we were easy, able to brake and stop and pull off. I said, Lord, forgive me. I need your help all the time. I said, Lord, when I say I've got it, I really don't have it. I said, and I know you know that. So I praise him and thank him for these basic instructions. Verse 3 and 4. Through these proverbs, people will receive instructions and discipline, good conduct, and doing what is right, just, and fair. That pretty well covers everything you need to know for every day. You know, because you need instructions in discipline. You know, there's some people don't discipline themselves on nothing. I mean, you know, they just do what they want to do, go where they want to go, eat what they want to eat, you know, no discipline whatsoever. In fact, I think about a friend of mine, really a good friend of my son. This young boy, when my son and him were playing football together several years ago, they're both 37 years old now, but when they were 16, 17, 18 years old, they were playing football. Well, we would go after the football game to that pizza house where they had unlimited smorgasbord pizza. I'd eat two or three pieces, and my son would eat six or seven pieces, and the other boy would eat 10 pieces. Well, over the years, when Tim got out of high school and stopped working out so fervently, I told him one day as we went to the pizza place and he gorged himself, I said, son, you can't continue to do that. Because I said, if you keep eating like that, you know, you'll blow up like a balloon because you're not exercising like you used to. You won't like yourself when you get to weigh 250 to 300 pounds. I said, you know, you need to discipline yourself. Well, my son listened, but Mac did not listen. And Mac finally got up to 500 plus pounds. And he got some kind of an infection under his arm here, scleroderma. It's where the body begins to consume itself. One of Tim and Mac's friends, his name is Ruth, and he's a doctor. And he said, Tim, we're going to have to pray for Mac because he said, the problem he has, almost nobody recovers from this disease. He said, when your body starts consuming itself, there's virtually nothing we can do, but you just die. So he said, the only thing we can do for Mac is pray for him. And so they did that. And while they were in the hospital, I went to see Mac. And when we went up there one day, Mac had ordered his evening meal. Double order of hamburgers with double meat and double order of french fries and set it down. And Tim walked up and he said, Mac, I might as well just get a gun and kill you now. He said, what do you mean? He said, Mac, you're gorging yourself all the time. That's why you weigh over 500 pounds. He said, you're going to die a young man. Here you are, 35 years old. He said, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to dig your own grave with your teeth. Now, was Tim giving the boy good instructions?
Good instructions.
When he got healed and he got out of the hospital, and Tim told him, said, Mackie, if you'll come down and let me train you how to lose this weight and discipline yourself on what you eat, he said, you can become a normal man. It'll take a while. Well, in 2 years, the other day when we were down there, Mac told Cheryl, he said, when I lose 18 more pounds, I will have lost 300 pounds. He will weigh 250. He weighed 268 now. But from 500 and something to 268 is a long way. And he says his goal before he quits, he's going to be 190. That's exactly the size I am right now. I weigh 190 pounds. That's what I weigh. I've weighed somewhere between 175 and 185 for the last 40 years. When I worked for the food industry, one of the guys, I sat down at the meal one day, and it's free. They'd let us eat whatever we wanted. And one of the guys said, how don't you stay so slim? I said, what do you mean? He said, man, all this food, you know, they got all this good food. He said, look at me. He said, I've got this big plate of food. Yeah. I said, yes, but I live a disciplined life. I know that that food puts weight on my body. So I'm going to discipline myself, and I'm going to live a disciplined life. If they've got ice cream and apple pie or pecan pie or coconut cream pie and all that stuff, you know, I've got to have one of every one. I would like to have one of every one, but I have a discipline. You know, Paul said, I reach over for that and I have to beat my body to bring my body into subjection to me. You know, sometimes you have to do that. You know it? When you start to reach out to get something, you ought to just say, I beat my body. I bring my body into subjection to me. Well, it sounds like he's talking to two people here. Well, he is. One of them is the spirit and the other one's the flesh. And the flesh will lead you down the wrong path every time. It will kill you, destroy you. It can be a mean critter. Y'all know that? I think about this one little lady. She's a beautiful little lady. She comes to our church with her husband quite often. You would never think that she could do anything like this. But when she first started coming to my ministry years ago and started hearing these principles, she said, I had to repent, because this is the word she said. She said, if somebody crossed me up, she said, I could get right in their face and I could tell them how the cow eat the cabbage. In other words, if somebody does you wrong, she said, you know, I get right in your face. I just tell you, you know, this is, boy, she said, I could just tell you where to get off. Now, is that the spirit working or the flesh?
A lot of flesh.
A lot of flesh there. Is that right? The flesh is what ruins us. See, when we learn who we are in Christ from these discipline and these instructions from God's word, when we learn that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, we are children of God. So now then, when the flesh starts to rise up, and sometimes it's a man with his wife, you know, the girl you married, the girl you love, which you never treated harshly or anything else, and you would never go out and get drunk and do anything like that with the girl you love, you're trying to impress her. After you get married to this woman, oh, now I got her. I can do anything I want to. So if I want to go out and get drunk, get wiped out, I can. See, if you're a Christian, you have never learned who you are in Christ. In fact, I had a girl and her husband up here yesterday. We were talking about these things, and I took my hand and I run it under her hair, and I started under her neck like this. I said, and that devil, his little tail, he'll slither up under there just like that. And she just started shaking. I said, that's exactly what that beast is like. He's a devil. And I said, he'll slither up under your neck, put his little tail around your neck and say, did God really say? And if you're not trained and disciplined in the Word of God, the flesh will take you down the wrong path every time. You'll get all upset with your spouse and you read him or her the riot act and you'll do something that you shouldn't do. You'll say something you shouldn't say. First thing you know, you've got a real problem here, and the next thing you know, you got a divorce.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Health, Longevity, and Prosperity, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.